wants mine is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to go home.
Better you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be time to
think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
I really can't stay.
Get over that old
now. Oh, but it's cold.
Hey, this is Matt Blake. I'm the director of digital broadcast and media at the SoCal Sound, and I'm here to wish you a happy holiday season. For my holiday song, I picked one from a band that just called it quits earlier this year after 40 years, one of San Fernando Valley's finest punk bands, NOFX. Here's Xmas Has Been X'd on the SoCal Sound.
Hey, it's Matt Pinfield. I do afternoons here on the SoCal Sound, and my favorite holiday song of all time is from the Pogues featuring Kirsty MacColl, Fairy Tale of New York. It's a cinematic song that features all the emotions people go through in relationships. First of all, it starts with hope and love, and then there's conflict. And at the end of the song, well, there's a lot of regret. We've all been through those kind of relationships in our lives. There's something absolutely beautiful and honest about the song, and that's why it's one of my favorites of all time. In fact, it goes top 10 in the UK every single year on the pop charts since it came out in 1987. So here it is, The Pogues, the Irish band, with Kirsty MacColl and Fairy Tale of New York on the SoCal Sound. Happy holidays, everyone.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in late 10 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love. See a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the windows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve,
when the band finished playing, they held out for more.
Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
I put them with my own, can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Hey there, I'm Michelle, Director of Broadcast Operations at 88.5 The SoCal Sound and Captain of Galactic Voyager. I became a fan of Lorena McKennitt's music in the 1990s and had never heard this traditional song before. Holiday music just never connected with me. But because of just how beautiful this arrangement is, not to mention Lorena's angelic voice, In Praise of Christmas is not just my favorite holiday song, it's one of my favorite pieces of music. I hope you enjoy it. From my family to yours, happy holidays.
Chen. Normally I'm here 11 to 2 p.m. on Sundays, but I was told to come over here and tell you what my favorite Christmas song is, and I actually have quite a few, but I narrowed it down to two. So either you're going to hear the one from the old 97s, which appeared on the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special called I Don't Know What Christmas Is, But Christmas Time Is Here, or the one from my kid, Izzy Spring, which is kind of a bah humbug kind of tune, but it's still pretty sweet. It's called Home for the Holidays, so let's toss the coin and see what you're going to get. Here it is, 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Oh, my time off work, it's different now. Gotta keep it cool, but don't slow down. Remember to call and say hello, hello, hello. Gotta keep it high, but take it slow. It doesn't feel like Christmas when everything's on fire and everyone's a liar. Can we admit we don't miss this? Let's pretend it's Halloween and say just what we mean. I don't wanna be home for the holidays. All my relatives are different now. Gotta choke all my opinions down. No, I really miss my grandma. Maybe staying inside is cool if I can hide off. But it doesn't feel like Christmas when everything's on fire and everyone's a liar. Can we end it? We don't miss this. Let's pretend it's Halloween and say just what we mean. I don't wanna be home for the holidays. I don't have many good associations with it, except when I spend Hanukkah with friends. I think I stopped believing in all that pumpkin spice when I figured out the holidays don't mean anyone's night. It doesn't feel like Christmas when everything's on fire and everyone's a liar. Let's pretend it's Halloween and say just what we mean. I don't wanna be. No, I don't wanna be home for the holidays.
Out on the third planet closest to the sun, there's a special celebration and it sounds quite fun. A jolly old fellow brings toys to everyone on a holiday they call Christmas. Now I'm not gonna lie, it makes no sense to me, but here's what Earthlings told me about this Christmas mystery. Santa is a furry freak with epic superpowers. He flies to every human home in under 14 hours. He's a master burglar, a pro at picking locks. If you don't leave milk and cookies out, he will put dung in your socks. If you act nicely through the night and don't jump on your bed, Santa comes with sugar plums and hurls them at your head. But if you're on his naughty list, he shoots missiles at your toes. He might just roast your chestnuts with his powerful flamethrower. Rain, 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 rain. Dear, 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 dear.
Christmas time is here. He's compelled his creepy elves to do his every wish. Once sought to be a dentist, now he's sleeping with the fish. Mrs. Claus, she works the pole, plans her man's demise. Soon the elves will all rise up and stab out Santa's eyes. Ho, 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 ho. Earthlings are so weird. I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here. Ho, 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 ho. Earthlings are so weird. I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here. What the heck's a turtle dove? And who lit up that deer?
Hi there, and happy holidays. My name's Mookie from 88.5 The SoCal Sound. One of my favorite holiday songs of all time is from the late, great Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Now, I'm a sucker for holiday music, so fun and so festive. This is track one off the great record. It's a holiday soul party. 8 days of Hanukkah from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
That is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. 8 days of Hanukkah as chosen by our very own Mookie, who happens to do nights here, 6 to 10 p.m., but he's also our fearless leader, our program director. Yeah. Did you realize he's the boss here?
I did, actually. It's weird that I know that, but yes.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Welcome to our special holiday edition. We're playing back all of the staff picks here at the station. Their favorite holiday tunes. Happy holidays to you and yours. It's also the year end, and we are asking if you happen to be in a position to do some year end giving, we would love it if you would support us. We are member supported public radio, and there's so many great thank you gifts that you can grab when you support this great radio station. Like, we have the Tom Petty tribute t-shirt. How about that peace tote, Jace?
Oh my gosh, you got the umbrella to go with that?
Yeah, and there's also the idea of gifting membership.
No.
If you're stuck, if you're in a pickle, and you need to get someone a great gift, gift them a membership to the SoCal Sound.
Honestly, that is, just do that.
Go to thesocalsound.org to find out more. Today, there's a Friday sweeps going on. Everyone who donates just today only is in the drawing for a signed, I think it's a Fender Squire, and it's everyone who played our year-end concert. Can we go through the list by memory? Ben Gibbard, Death Cab for Cutie, Postal Service, Rosalind, Brett Denon, Truesdale. There you go. You could be a big winner. Also, everyone who donates during this entire drive until midnight on the 31st, you're in our winter sweepstakes for the Grand Idlewild Lodge. That is a serene mountain retreat. Two nights.
That would, honestly, I've been there a few times. It is gorgeous.
How come you've never taken me there?
Well, it was a long time ago, and it was for work.
All right, we're going to continue all of our favorite staff picks here from everyone here at the SoCal Sound. And we've got a big gun coming up next. Nick Harcourt is going to share his favorite holiday tune.
Oh, yeah.
As we get back to the music.
Faster. Hey, it's Matt Pinfield. My love for music runs so deep, and I couldn't be happier that I get to share those experiences, stories, and that passion with you every single weekday afternoon here on the SoCal Sound. I love to get the opportunity to tell you stories, the history behind the songs, interview guests, play forgotten B-sides and deep album tracks, supporting local music and music discovery. You can catch me Monday through Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. locally on the SoCal Sound and worldwide on the SoCal Sound. Sound app.
Support comes from Getzman Group, helping SoCal companies for more than 25 years in all areas of finance and accounting with professional staffing solutions. Information at GetzmanGroup.com, GOETZMAN Group.com.
Support for 88.5 The SoCal Sound comes from Whitmore Law, providing legal advice to performing artists, composers, labels, and musicians. More information is available at whitmore-law.com. That's whitmore-law.com.
Stand up, Blitzen, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen!
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays!
From all of us at 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
I'm Nick Harcourt, and if you've seen the movie Love Actually, that rom-com Christmas flick that came out in 2003 it's packed full of stars: Hugh Grant, Liam Neeson, Colin Firth, Laura Linney, Emma Thompson, the late Alan Rickman, Keira Knightley, Bill Nye. If you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor. It's a great Christmas watch, but the whole premise of the movie is around the number one Christmas single and getting the number one Christmas single, which has become such a big deal over the years. Surprisingly enough, not all Christmas songs. My pal Gary Jules with Michael Andrews had the number one with their very dark cover of the Tears for Fears song Mad World back in 2003. Another Brick in the Wall for the Pink Floyd song, that was the Christmas number one in 79. Bohemian Rhapsody in 1975. But as a teenager in the early 70s who was into glam music, I loved songs like Mudd's Lonely This Christmas, the band Mudd. Boney M had Mary's Boy Child. Slade, now that's a classic for me. Merry Christmas, everybody. All these songs are playing right now on a radio or in a store somewhere in the UK. The song that I wanted to pick for you is something that you don't get to hear in the US that often. It's by the band Wizard. Two Z's. Wizard was the band that Roy Wood from The Move formed after The Move split up. And back in 1973, they released a song that we're going to play for you right now as our Christmas tune, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays to you and yours. It's the SoCal Sound.
Snowman brings the snow. When he gets
Hi, this is Pat Baker, host of Tangled Roots, and my holiday song selection of the year is Linus and Lucy by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. It will make you dance.
This is Rob Romero, host of Saturday Late Nights. My favorite holiday song has to be Bing Crosby and David Bowie's duet, Peace on Earth and Little Drummer Boy. It reminds me of being a kid and playing with my Star Wars action figures underneath the lights of the Christmas tree. The duet was originally supposed to be a straightforward version of Little Drummer Boy, but Bowie wasn't a fan of the song, so he asked for something different to sing. I only found out last year that my friend Tiffany's dad, Ian Fraser, co-wrote the music for the Peace on Earth portion in just an hour's time to make it happen, and a Christmas time classic was born. It definitely feels like holiday magic at work.
Come, they told me, bum-bum-bum-bum. A newborn king to see, bum-bum-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be?
And
years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our finest gifts we bring,
of glory. Living peace,
so
peace on earth,
when we come.
be made to care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can. I pray my wish will come true. It's for my child and your child too. He'll sing my day of glory. I'll sing my day when men of good will live in peace again. Then peace on earth, can it be?
Hi, my name is Tristan Dolce. I'm the audio engineer at the SoCal Sound, and it was a real toss-up for me for my favorite Christmas song. It was either going to be A Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis by Tom Waits, or this, That Was the Worst Christmas Ever by Sufjan Stevens.
Well, you are tuned in to 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Barry Funkhauser here wishing you happy holidays and a festive season. Now it's time for me to play you my favorite holiday song. Well, it's hard to pick one. You know, growing up in Long Beach was kind of interesting for a kid like me, you know. There was a lot of things to do outside playing before the streetlights came on and a lot of folklore going around the streets. And when the holiday season comes around and all the Christmas lights go up, five-year-old Barry Funkhauser really wanted to know all about Santa Claus. And turns out we had an old vinyl record telling the story about old Saint Nick. So this was how I was introduced to old Saint Nick. So I proudly present Cheech and Chong, Santa Claus and His Old Lady. It's the best holiday song now. Here it is, the story of your friend Santa on the SoCal Sound. Happy holidays!
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man?
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy? Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah,
he's
I play
not...
with that dude, oh, too. Man. No, yeah, he's man. A good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? She made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Wow, did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
But, typical freaks,
man. Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tabo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they flight across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he, like, how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
man. Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Hey, this is Hillary from the SoCal Sound, and this is my favorite holiday song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen, because my parents would listen to it nonstop when I was a kid, and it just reminds me of those happy holiday childhood memories.
Cold down along the beach, the wind's whipping down the boardwalk.
Hey, man! Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time, huh? What? What? Oh, Christmas time! You guys all been good and practicing real hard? Yeah? Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys are in trouble out here. Come on. And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He knows if you've been better good.
Julie Slater, your midday host and music director here at the SoCal Sound. I asked everybody to put together their favorite holiday or winter song, and this is a song I love playing every single year because I grew up in Michigan and I really miss the snow. It's so fun. It's so fun that we live so close to snow, like in Mammoth and sometimes in Big Bear. But Matty Diaz brings it home for me every holiday season with the song, I Hope That It Snows. I hope you get to see some snow during these holidays. And have a great one with your family, your friends. And I really hope 2025 is an awesome one for you.
If I could only sleep a bit, but not before I make my one last wish. I hope that it's not. Just to look outside, not a single speck.